The constitution of our English government, the best in the world, is no arbitrary tyranny like the Turkish grand seigneurs or the French kings whose wills, or rather lusts, dispose of the lives and fortunes of their unhappy subjects. Nor an oligarchy, where the great men, like fish in the sea, prey upon and live by devouring the lesser at their pleasure. Nor yet a democracy or popular state, much less an anarchy, where all confusedly are hail fellows well met, but a most excellently mixed or qualified monarchy, where the king is vested with large prerogatives sufficient to support majesty, and restrained only from power of doing himself and his people harm, which would be contrary to the end of all government. The commonalty, too, are guarded in their persons and properties by the fence of law, which renders them free men, not slaves. In France and other nations, the mere will of the prince is law. His word takes off any head, imposes taxes, or seizes any man's estate, when, how, and as often as he wishes. But in England, the law is both the measure and the bond of every subject's duty and allegiance, each man having a fixed fundamental right born with him as to the freedom of his person and property in his estate, which he cannot be deprived of, but either by his consent or some crime for which the law has imposed a penalty.